Today's topic is clean intellect. But I would add together with this topic, how to prepare yourself for Baba's meeting. Would you like this? So I will keep 5 points in front of you, and you can bring them into your practice. 8 days are here in our hands. In these 8 days, we all have to make very intense efforts, because Baba's meeting is based on our good concentration of mind and intellect. We know soul has got these three main faculties, mind, intellect and sanskaras. Philosophically, I would like to tell you one thing. So far, in all philosophies of the world, in psychology, in medical science of the world, people believe that mind and intellect are separate from the soul. Only Baba has clarified it, that no, mind and intellect are the faculties of soul. They are within soul. Brain is different from mind and intellect. It was clarified by Baba only. Otherwise, medical scientists and psychologists and philosophers, all these three types of people are confused in this one fact. Mind, intellect and brain, this only. It is only brain, everything is there. But now we came to know mind is our power of thought and intellect is, now you have to answer, mind is power of thought and intellect is power of decision. Intellect is the power of wisdom, first of all. The wisdom we collect, it is stored into our intellect. One qualification of our intellect. Second thing, our intellect is our third eye of wisdom. It's third eye. Through this third eye, we visualize soul, God, three worlds, four eras, our five forms. Means invisible things can be visualized through intellect. So intellect is the power of visualization, third eye. And third thing, it is intellect which imbibes everything, inculcates everything in it. So it's the power to inculcate, power to imbibe. Suppose one man is very, very tolerant. He has got the power of tolerance. This tolerance lies into intellect. So we must know power, might. It lies, it resides into our mind, and wisdom resides into our intellect. First, very important thing, for our whole life, for everyone's entire life in this world, one must know what mind will do, and what intellect will do in order to enjoy life, in order to bring love, peace, harmony into relationship. What to do? So intellect, first think about mind, and when you are in Gyan Sarod, in Madhuban here, you have to work this way, check your thoughts. What kind of thought do I create whole day in my mind? What kind of thought do I create for others, about others? What kind of thoughts do I create about my own progress? What is my target in this life? What is my important aim in this life? Mind and intellect, these two things have got very subtle inner connection. They are linked up to each other all the time. On the basis of the wisdom which we keep in our intellect, on the basis of that wisdom, our mind works constantly. The thoughts our mind creates constantly in our mind, they are completely influenced by the wisdom of our intellect. So, very important thing is that we must make our intellect full with this spiritual knowledge. Knowledge which Baba has given to us is a great thing, is the biggest treasure with us. He has given us this wonderful wealth for our life. So we have become the richest in the world. Do you think so? Who are sitting here the richest in the world? Please raise up your hand. So many richest in the world. Very good. If wealthy people of this world will listen this, they will come to you. We know happiness, peace, might, divine light, elevated thoughts, blessings, self-respect, yoga power. These whole things are the biggest treasure in this world. You can see many wealthy people are not happy in their lives. They don't have peace. They don't have good relationships, no love, no harmony in relationships. They don't experience that they are very wealthy. They used to say, take our entire wealth, give us happiness, give us peace, give us love, teach how we can live our life full with love. So, this is very important. Pankha aur chahiye mujhe, pen. Now, come to that point, intellect. We have to store entire knowledge, this wisdom, into our intellect. Intellect is the place where the Supreme Father will sit in. It's our intellect. It's our intellect in which God's blessings we can accommodate. We can become the embodiment of Baba's blessings if our intellect is clean and powerful. Two things. I add one more thing. Along with cleanliness, powerful. Our intellect must be very clean and very powerful. Think. Just realize very deeply. If our intellect is dirty, is not clean, how God will sit in our intellect? He will say, no, dirty. I cannot come here. So a person who doesn't have clean intellect cannot become easy yogi. It's intellect which will accommodate, which will inculcate all God's blessings. He has blessed us with many things. He said, may you be Master Almighty. May you be the destroyer of all obstacles. May you be a successful person. May you be a victorious jewel. God has blessed us every day. He is giving us His great blessings. But you can note down Baba's words. A soul who is in godly intoxication since long period of time can inculcate Baba's blessings in their intellect. Blessings will come into the intellect, but if intellect is not clean enough, if intellect is not powerful, if we are not in very good and deep spiritual intoxication, blessings will come into our intellect and intellect will throw them away. Because only clean intellect, powerful intellect can accommodate them. So now, we all have to think how to cleanse our intellect. Now, important topic, and I would like to discuss this topic in little detail, but very meaningful. Not just a lecture, and from today, you all have to make your intellect clean. Let us practice one thing first of all. Soul is sitting here, forehead is our throne of the soul king. So we have to give this awareness, this good feeling to ourselves. I am the king of the body, king of my mind and intellect. King of my all sanskaras, king of my all sense organs. And then, give this good feeling to yourself that I am the master. I am the master. And my mind cannot go here and there without my permission. My intellect cannot accept anything without my permission. We have to give this thought to ourselves. Red light. So for 3 minutes, let us give this good feeling to ourselves, this deep awareness. Visualize yourself a shining star, sitting in forehead. And give this thought, I am the king, self-sovereign. I am the master of my mind and intellect. Make a vision that mind and intellect are standing in front of me in a baby form. mind and intellect. Give this thought to your mind. Oh my mind, be silent. You had been running here and there since long. Now be stable. Talk to your intellect. Oh my intellect, you are my good friend. Now, become cooperative with me. You have to cleanse yourself. Don't allow any rubbish within you. If any negative thing try to enter you, just reject it. You both, mind and intellect, you both are my good friends. Become my helpful. Help me to become a great yogi. Help me to make myself perfect. I am the king, self-sovereign. Master of this body and all sense organs. I am a shining star. I share some good experience and this deep secret will become clear to you. One girl, one boy, many, but I am giving example of one. She was studying in higher education, M.Tech. Master degree in technology in engineering. She asked me, I had been studying since last 4 hours, but I remember nothing. What to do? Exam is very near. In 15 days, I have to appear into exam. I study every day. But nothing enter here. What to do? So just, I suggest her, do this way and tell me the result. What to do? When you start your study, your homework, for 1 minute, sit down in deep meditation and do this practice. I am a soul. I am self-sovereign, master of my mind and intellect. Give this good feeling, I am the master. My mind and intellect are bound to follow me, to obey me. And then, give command to your intellect. Oh my intellect, whatever I study, you remember it immediately. Don't throw it out. You keep into your intellect immediately. And when exam comes, when I sit to write down a paper, answer of the paper, you immerse everything. This was a very good technique. And then again, after 4 hours, her phone call came back and she was happy. Now I am studying since last 4 hours and I remember everything. Just everything was changed like this. Second very good experience, it was my experience of some months before, when I heard in a Vyakt Murli revised, Babawaji speaking that you have to become free from the subtle feeling of I-ness. And I was very keen in the subject, very much interest in my mind that I have to recognize my subtle ego and to overcome it. So I started to do this practice. I am self-sovereign, master of my mind and intellect. And I just talk to my intellect, oh my intellect, you are my good friend. If in any subtle form, any feeling of I-ness entered in my mind, you reject it. You please reject it. And I started to experience good things, that whenever any negative feeling of I-ness was coming in my mind, intellect was saying, no. It was rejecting. So this way, you can take maximum benefit of this practice that I am self-sovereign, the master of my mind and my intellect. I kept one thought in my life right from the beginning. I would like to share you the same thought, and you can also keep that thought in front of you. Intellectual is one who can silence one's mind. You have to define who is an intellectual person, what is the definition, or what are the signs of an intellectual being. Intellectual is one who can stabilize one's intellect on one. Intellectual is not that person who thinks a lot. Intellectual is one who keeps one's mind silent. So these things will give you a big help in yoga subject. Because when we sit in yoga, then our mind and our intellect many times don't cooperate with us. And we have to make them our good friends. So right from now, keep this thought in your mind that my mind and my intellect are my good friends. And they will follow me. Whatever I say them to do, they will follow that. They will cooperate with me. They will help me to stabilize my mind, to enjoy Baba's company all the time. Now, which thing we have to cleanse from our intellect? First thing. Check your attitudes, very important thing for everyone's life is attitude. Is there negative attitude in our mind for someone? Or revengeful attitude for someone? This revengeful attitudes make our mind always peaceless. It takes our happiness away. It weakens us. So we all have to work on revengeful attitude. We have to finish it forever from our subtle intellect. I am a great person. I am a great child of God. I am an ancestor soul. I am an angel on this earth. I cannot take revenge from anyone. I have to give help to everyone. I am born to help people in this world. I am born on this earth to spread the vibrations of peace everywhere. Baba has given me this divine birth in order to spread the vibrations of purity on this planet. This is my real responsibility. I am world benefactor. Think this way. I am world benefactor. How can I take revenge from anyone? A great person is one who forgives everyone. Baba used to say, in Baba's words, suppose there is some person who is greater enemy than Ravan. You know about Ravan. A person who is greater enemy than Ravan, big enemy. He tries to dominate you all the time. He tries to trouble you all the time, to hurt you all the time. Still, don't forget, you are great, so you have to forgive him. Your forgiveness will become a blessing for such a person. Our forgiveness will make them realize that they are wrong. If there is revengeful feeling in our mind, they will never realize their mistake. So, check your attitudes and cleanse your intellect from these two things. No revengeful attitude, no negative attitude. Nothing negative for anyone in this world. And for we yogi souls, for we knowledgeable souls, we must know. You have to work on one wonderful thing. Whatever is going on in this world, that is perfect, accurate. There is no margin to bring any change in this world drama. It's perfect. Absolutely accurate, truth. So change such attitude. Bring such attitude into your intellect. See this entire world. All are good souls, children of Shiva Baba. My brothers, they are good, they are pure. I have to give them pure vibrations. It will help you to cleanse your intellect. Check your anger and jealousy. If there is subtle feeling of anger and jealousy for anyone in this world, or hatred, these three things, they make our intellect very dirty. And when intellect is dirty, then bad smell is spread into our brain. We should know this fact nowadays, that the reason of many diseases is our hatred, our jealousy, our anger, our revengeful attitude. We are pure human beings. We are great children of Baba. So change these things. Make them pure. Make them positive. You must know that in our body there is more than 70% of water. And this water, this nature, is very sensitive to our vibrations. Suppose a person keeps thinking negatively most of the time in the day, negatively all the time. What happens? Negative vibrations go to the entire water in the body. They spoil the water and it causes many diseases in our body. Therefore, if you want to live healthy life, make your mind positive. Make your intellect clean. So are you ready to cleanse your intellect? Ready? Then only we can enjoy very good company of Baba. We can make him our good friend. God has become our good friend. He's ready to become our good friend. But what is the definition of two good friends? Two good friends means meeting of two true hearts. And true heart means pure heart, clean heart. So if there is any rubbish into your intellect, cleanse it now. I give you some sign and symptoms of dirty intellect so that you can understand everything. Many Brahmins don't find it easy to visualize Baba. They find it very hard to visualize golden age. They find themselves unable to go to subtle world, to feel Baba's company, to feel that his hand of blessing is there on their head. They find it very difficult. They complain that they can't visualize. Their power of visualization is not so good. And its reason is that intellect is not clean. So if you want to cleanse your intellect, then create the thoughts of self-respect in your mind. Self-respect. And I give you 5 points of self-respect. You can practice them till Baba comes. 5 points of self-respect, 5 points of bodilessness, and 5 points of yoga. A 3 points program you can adopt for 8 days. Would you like it? 5 points of self-respect. First one is, I am a great soul. You can note down. I am a great soul. You have not to recite them, but accept it. It's true that I am great. Otherwise, what happens? Intellect does reject it. Oh no, you are not great. See yourself. You are great? No. And God is saying every day, you are great. So we should accept God. We should not follow our own intellect, but in this case, we must follow Baba, because He knows us very well. So I am a great soul. I would like to sit in silence for 2 minutes. Yes, please. Red light, lal light kare. Give this thought to your subconscious mind. Let it go inside. I am great. God has chosen me out of millions. God's drashti came to me. am great soul. God Himself has told me, O child, you are great. It's true that I am not an ordinary being, but I am a great soul in this world drama. Every morning I meet my Supreme Father. Every day He comes down to teach me. I am getting God's sustenance. I am great. I am great. I am great. Oh. Second thought, I am Master Almighty. Very powerful thought. Being the child of Almighty Father, I am also very, very powerful. I suggest nowadays to many Brahmins and non-Brahmins, in order to solve many problems of their lives, just one simple technique, you can also use this. Whenever you wake up in the morning, start writing, I am Master Almighty. 108 times. Two things will happen. At that time our subconscious mind is fully active. So vibrations of might will go to subconscious mind. It will accept. And you will become very powerful. It's one of our important aims. That we have to become very, very powerful in this world, because we have to fight against Maya. Maya is also very powerful. We are going to rule over the world in future. We need lot of power. So Master Almighty will make your subconscious mind very powerful. And second benefit, when you start writing, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty, after 1-2 minutes, your mind will become stable. And mindful vibrations will enter your brain. Brain will become efficient. Many types of negativity can end from our brain. So this practice of writing 108 times in early morning that I am Master Almighty, it has done miracles in many lives. Second practice, at night, before going to bed, you can write down 108 times, I am a great soul. By this practice, pure energy will go to your brain and it will give a big help in many diseases. I always used to share this experience that many cases of depression and insomnia, sleeplessness, have been cured by writing these two things. Simple practice. Third point of self-respect. I am an angel of purity. Angel of purity. Fourth one is, I am world benefactor. And fifth one, it's very great thing, I am an ancestor. Ancestor. Forefathers. Ancestor. And you must know two very great secret versions of Baba. If you are in this feeling that I am world benefactor, your vibrations will bring benefit to many souls in this world automatically. If you are in this awareness that I am an ancestor soul, your vibrations will go to whole kalp tree. Your vibrations will reach to each and every soul of all religions. So these two consciousness are very great. So you can practice these 5 points of self-reflection. You can take one for a day or all 5 in a day. You have to select, you have to choose what to do. Now 5 points of bodilessness. 4 bodilessness, as Baba was mentioning today, that if you want to cleanse your intellect, if you want to divinize your intellect, practice soul consciousness. Soul consciousness is a very important thing. So, first practice. Visualize yourself here, a shining star. You can give to yourself a very powerful thought. I am Master Gyan Surye. I think you know this Hindi word. Master Gyan Surye. Surye is sun in the sky. Master, son of knowledge. I am Master Gyan Surye sitting here. Just keep visualizing yourself. Start it from 10 seconds. You have to do when you sit in meditation here, either in morning or in evening. I suggest you one very simple technique and you will enjoy it every morning. You will never feel sleepy. You will remain free from waste thought, just for 10 seconds, visualize soul here. Vibrations are spreading out, shining star. And give a thought to yourself, I am a peaceful soul. For 10 seconds, thought and visualization, both together. Then, for next 10 seconds, visualize Shiv Baba with a thought, his ocean of peace. His rays are spreading in soul world. Just visualize him. Again, come to the soul. I am a pure soul. Pure vibrations are spreading out. Go to soul world for 10 seconds. Baba, ocean of purity. Again, come to the soul. I am a mightful soul. Master almighty soul. Rays of might are spreading from me. For 10 seconds. Go to soul world for 10 seconds. Almighty Shiva Baba. Keep visualizing him. Do this exercise for 10 times and your mind will become stable. You will enjoy then your full time of yoga very much. Mind will not run here and there. So first practice of soul consciousness, visualizing soul. Second practice, I am an angel. Visualize yourself in angelic form. And together with this yoga practice, go to subtle world. Feel that I am flying and I reach to subtle world. And visualize Bap Dada there. You have to practice it that you can visualize Bap Dada there in very clear form. Bap Dada, giving me drishti. He put his hand on of blessing on my head. You can take his hand in your hand and can do dance with him. You can hug him. Means, go there and feel that he's my good friend. Not God, good friend. Enjoy with him. Second practice of soul consciousness and yoga. Third practice. One very good thought, we all listen always in Baba's Murli. I have entered this body. Just as Shiv Baba came down from soul world and entered the body of Brahma. Keep the scene in front of you. See, Baba is coming down, entered his body. Likewise, I came down, entered this body. I came on this earth just to establish the kingdom of peace, purity and happiness on this earth. I have come down on this earth to cooperate with Baba. I have come down on this earth, I have incarnated in this body in order to remove sorrow of all human beings in this world. Give such thoughts to yourself. This is third practice. And for yoga, feel that I am sitting in soul world with Baba. Baba is above, his rays are coming to me. His entire energy is coming within me. I am receiving his full energy. Do this. What you have to do, these are 3 points. What you have to do, you don't think that you have to do these practice for 10 minutes each time. 1 minute each time, but you can say 25 times whole day. Think this way. It will take only 25 minutes or half an hour, but if you do this way, 1 minute practice, but many times, you can make a plan in your mind that every hour I will do 3 times or 5 times. While listening class, while moving, walking, talking, eating, sitting in your room or before going to sleep and Amrit Vela, do this way. What we do, what we all do in our groups, just I am giving you one example. Just I gave one thought to all that today you have to practice I am an angel of purity 108 times in whole day. And we made a simple plan that whenever we drink water, we will practice 2 times. I am an angel of purity. In the morning, 25 times. During class, 10 times. While eating the food, 10 times. So this way, manage yourself to practice these all things. You have to make your own plan. Because if I give you the plan, you will not follow that honestly and strictly. a plan which we make according to our capability, we follow it with zeal and enthusiasm. So make your own plan today. Now fourth practice, fourth day, soul conscious practice. One point of self-respect, I am my house. I am my house angel. This is soul consciousness. And Almighty Baba is the canopy of protection over my head. Here. But I am always under His canopy of protection. For one minute, experience it. Fifth practice. I would like to remind you one very powerful thought from Baba's Murlis. Your main responsibility is to receive the power from Gyan Surya Shiv Baba and to spread out in the world so that with the power of these vibrations the germs of Maya would be killed, destroyed. This is your main responsibility. All other types of services are just, you have instrument for them. They are not so important, but important service is receive powerful energy from Baba, spread it out to the world. With the power of this energy, germs of Maya will be destroyed. So, a very good practice, fifth one. Feel that I am Master Gyan Surya. Master Gyan Surya. From each part of my body, the rays of might are spreading out. Feel yourself. I am Master Gyan Surya. In your home, in your office, or in your center, if you do this practice, so your vibrations will charge the atmosphere of that place. You should keep always in your mind, it's Baba's words, I am Master Gyan Surya. Through this practice, you can charge the atmosphere of your place. Then, so I am Master Gyan Surya, and Gyan Surya Shiv Baba is here in front of me. Not in soul world, but in front of me. And His rays are coming to me. His rays are coming to my face. It will make you experience that concentration has become very easy. So these are five practices for 8 days. You can repeat them. You can also do this way, that in morning you will do one practice, from morning till noon you will do second practice, in evening third practice, and at night dinner and before dinner, after dinner, fourth practice. You can also make a simple plan that whole day you will do all these five practices. Thus, you can enjoy your meeting with Baba very nicely. And your visit to Madhuban will be successful. Okay, now it's 12 o'clock. I think it is enough, very good dose to you all. I would like to add few things for your whole life. Give importance to your own life. Give importance to this time of confluences. This time will never come back. In future we will remember this time, that, oh, God used to come down. We met Him. We received Him many things. We received many things from Him. Now you see, Avyakt Baba's part is also going to, what should I say? End. Three phases are here of this confluence age. First phase was the part of Sakar Baba. God came in corporeal form, gave us everything. Second phase, Avyakt part. And now third phase is to come in front of us. In this third phase, we have not to think that we have to receive many things from Baba, but we have to give to the world. Now time is coming when entire world will see towards Baba's children, and you will have to fulfill their desires. People will come to you. Oh sister, let us sit for 10 minutes in your home. Please give a glass of water to drink us. Please put your hand of blessing on my head. My problems will end. My tension will finish. My disease will be cured. People will come to you. So you have to prepare yourself for this great task. Now, whatever we got from Baba, we have to give to entire world. This time is coming very soon. Not coming, I can say, this time has arrived to us. When entire world has started to face many mental diseases, many mental problems everywhere. Even children, babies are born with many problems. A baby of 1 year, no kidney. A baby of 5 years is suffering from cancer. A baby of 2 years is suffering from heart disease. This is the very end of this era. So you all, please prepare yourself to give a wonderful help to all human beings, because they are our brothers and sisters. They are not someone else, but member of our family. So, observe.